Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Dr. Fauci has an announcement.
Does he?
Yeah. He said COVID-19 boosters work against the Omicron variant.
Yay.
No one even knows what the hell that's called. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Hang on.
I see him. He's out in the hallway.
Hey! Hey, you're back to work, huh? That's good.
Well,
hey,
who are you talking to? Because we've all been here.
No, talking to the guy over here with the hernia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, without it now.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, don't correct me, okay? It's too early. I only had one cup of coffee so far. It takes like 15 cups of coffee to get a Fauci going.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been good.
Yeah. So this the COVID-19 boosters work against the Omicron.
Exactly. And I'm a guy who knows variant. Boosters. Like when I sit in a restaurant, they give me a little chair.
Right.
So I can see with the rest of the big people. Yeah, boosters Omicron. Work. Boosters work. What the hell was that?
Omicron.
Oh.
Omicron.
Omicron. Yeah, exactly.
Omicron.
He was like one of the Transformers, I think.
Yes.
Yep.
By the time I get this pronunciation right, there'll be another variant.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So yes.
I really don't care.
Exactly. I'm hoping the next variant is something more entertaining, like Icky Wabang or something. That'd be kind of funny. Look out for Icky Wabang. You'd laugh. You would.
Yeah.
And we need more laughter in this life. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny how fast we did the research on this.
Oh, yeah. No, we were all over it.
Are you sure now? Because...
Oh, totally, yeah.
Seems,
as sure as my name is... What's my name again? Fauci, right.
Fauci.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're constantly looking. We look ahead. That's our motto is look ahead, don't look behind.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's a behind in front of you, then look at that. I can be saucy sometimes. That's me, Fauci.
Quote from you yesterday.
Yes.
Our booster vaccine regimes work against Omicron.
That was good, wasn't it?
Omicron.
Omicron, yeah.
At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster.
No. We might go with some flavors, though, to be honest with you. Peppermint would be really good for this time of year.
Mm.
You know, plus the good folks have, like, better breath, you know what I'm saying? Because, the other day I was talking to some guy, his breath smelled like cheese, and not good cheese either. It was worse. Ugh. Horrible.
While the Delta variant still accounts for the vast majority of COVID-19 cases in the country, the Omicron variant has been detected in at least 36 states. It currently accounts for about 3% of new cases.
We thought it was 37 at first, but it ended up being a glitch on the screen. We're good.
Okay. A glitch on the screen.
Yeah, you know, we have a little screen color code. It's actually pretty cool. It's kind of color form. Remember the color forms? You put, like, the different outfits on people.
Yeah.
Or Light Bright. Remember Light Bright? Making things with light. Water Sight making things with Light Bright. I know jingles, too, in case you wondered. Yeah.
Loved that.
Thank you. I had a funny feeling. It's like colors.
During yesterday's briefing, Fauci cited lab data that showed a third dose of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine increases the shot's ability to neutralize the Omicron variant.
Oh, forget it. You get four, you get superpowers. I'm telling you, you can walk through walls. You can stop a train on the tracks. It's the most amazing. You become Superman, basically. We can all be Superman. You have four shots.
Last week, Pfizer and its partner BioNTech.
I know. We got to fix these names over here.
BioNTech,
yeah.
Said that their analysis of blood samples in a lab showed a third dose of their vaccine offered strong protection against the Omicron variant. Do you think that this is like Coke saying, yes, this is good soda?
Of course. And to be honest with you,
what do you think they're going to say?
Of course. They're not going to turn around and say it's crap. But no, in our case, three shots is wonderful. Mm. And your life is better with three shots. You ask anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you go to work, you do three shots, all of a sudden you love your boss again.
Mm.
You know, you hang out with your co-workers, three shots, you love them again. You know, you find when you do three shots, you dance great.
That could be a parody song. Give me three shots.
Give me three shots. Oh, I got a funny feeling AJ's writing something. Hey, AJ, you're writing something again. I told him.
Okay.
Oops.
Does anyone think this is weird? Look, I got my three shots.
Right.
I don't really care.
Okay.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I do understand the anti-vaxxers and their concern.
You sympathize.
Well, did you see that story? And this is a real story. It's not from Fox News or, you know, I'm not saying that Fox isn't real, whatever. I don't want to get involved in that.
Yeah, no copyright infringement.
It's
like that,
from
no.
Reuters.
Oh, Reuters. Oh.
The FDA wants 55 years to process Freedom of Information Act requests over the vaccine data.
55 years.
Yes. So in other words, everyone there will be dead when they release the information.
Oh, that's good. That's really important. We'll just tape it to the tombstone. There you go. You were right all along, you dope.
I seem a little weird to you.
Oh, it's very weird.
Okay.
And I know weird. I've seen weird. I am weird.
Because they keep telling us the science is the science and the facts are the... Okay, well, why wouldn't you want to show us all that science?
Exactly.
Oh, so we can't see the science for 55 years. Got it.
Yeah, they got to seal it for a little while. They got to study it for
okay,
a while.
That seems about right to
me. They got to ferment it like a wine or cheese. I'd go for some wine and cheese right now, actually, yeah.
That's good. I think everyone should do what they want to do.
Exactly. You know what? Live life. That's the Fauci method is live life.
Live life.
Do what you're going to do. Exactly. Wear a funny tie on Fridays if you want to. Damn
funny,
it,
funny
I do.
Funny tie Friday.
Funny tie Friday, exactly. Mm. You know, I have one of the lights up with a hula girl on. It's very amazing. Very folks find it very amusing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's very funny. I get laughs.
Bright light.
I'm also hula tie. I'm also, you know, the boss, so you get a laugh.
Mm.
Oh, they're fired.
Does anyone think it's weird that the only way to fight this is by getting a vaccine?
No.
Okay.
Not me.
All right.
Because I have stock. I mean,
if you lose weight and do cardio and get yourself in good shape, you have a way better chance. Or if you take a lot of vitamin D, you have a way better chance.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one way.
There's only one way to rock. Like Sammy Hagar said. The same way we handle this horrible COVID. There's only one way to stop COVID.
You know, I'm not one of those conspiracy people, but I see all this. I'm like, man, this just doesn't feel right.
I can't even spell conspiracy, so you got me. Is that with a K or a C?
Hey, I got my vaccines.
Yeah. Well, it goes with KFC.
I'm not saying don't do it.
No, yeah, you don't.
I want to be, hey, I don't want to be sick.
Here's another motto from Fauci. You do you.
Hmm.
That should be a T-shirt. On the back says Fauci. You do you. No one does me.
I went to CVS for my booster. Oh, my God. Have you been in a pharmacy, like the drug part of it lately?
No. Every time I go to a CVS, someone drives through the window. Scares the crap out of me. I'm sitting all of a sudden, there's this lady in a Subaru. Once again, she confused the gas and the brake pedal.
It's like,
how do you do that? One thin, one fat.
Yeah.
Blammo. Next thing I know, she ran out all the words. There's the chocolates over there in aisle 7.
Yeah.
I hate that. I was going to get those, too. Especially the butterscotch. I love those.
You get a real sense very quickly how dependent this country is on drugs.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You walk into a CVS. Any pharmacy, you walk in, you're like, wow, this one's busy. And then just think about a map of the United States with pharmacies.
Oh, yeah. No, two things. We need CVS and Dunkin' Donuts. You ever see a line for a Dunkin' Donuts? It's amazing.
A lot of drugs.
Yep. We need caffeine and we need drugs.
Mm.
It makes America great.
And they're starting with these... have you seen? Yeah. First of all, there's no news now. So this Omicron thing is, you know.
Right.
It's great because it gives them something to talk about.
Exactly.
And
right.
They've started their like little models and graphs now. You're seeing the little thing that looks like a.
Yeah, it looks like a koosh ball. It does. It looks like something in the solar system. It does.
Omicron.
That thing is all over the place.
Yeah.
But now they're showing the really fun models. It's like the 3D computer generated model where they show a bunch of white people, not like white, but you know, it's just all, you know, it's the color of the
computer. Like white silhouettes.
Screen. It's all white silhouettes.
Yes.
And there's one person orange in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And then they show it expanding out and everyone's turning orange. I'm like, Jesus.
Exactly, Christ. Right.
Really?
It's like a Sunkist commercial, actually. Yeah. I'm feeling those good vibrations. She's giving me palpitations. Maybe. Ooh, bop, bop, hip.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I don't know the rest of the song.
It's like month one of the pandemic.
Right.
Get a new graphic.
Well, that's nothing. They're going to get a series on Fox, I heard.
No, do you remember the graphic where they showed somebody in a supermarket aisle sneeze and the droplets go across, up over?
That was cool, wasn't it? Exactly.
And then down to the other. I'm like, wow.
It landed on the string beans. I hate that.
You're freaking me out, man. You're freaking me out.
I mean, it went everywhere. That was kind of cool. Imagine doing drugs watching that. Whoa.
See, I have to start a news channel because I would have came up with some kind of graphic where... like you sneeze at the back of the store and the thing chases people out the door.
Nice.
Follows their car.
I like that.
Sneaks under the
door. Right, right, right. It jumps in an Uber and knocks in the front door.
Yeah.
Hey, it's COVID.
Yeah.
Like the smoke
from
Lost.
Exactly. Oh, that'd have been so. See, you should have been in charge of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Omicron.
The next pandemic we have you in charge. So says Fauci.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you get a woman for Christmas?
Oh. Well, flowers, jewelry, chocolate, love,
the
affection.
World?
What do you get
love
them
and
for?
Affection. Where do you buy that?
Yeah.
It's like Jimmy Stewart. I'll get the moon for you.
You can afford it.
Yeah. Jennifer sent me a list. You want to just start throwing around ideas? If you have ideas, great Christmas gifts.
Great.
Call
okay.
them in.
Oh,
not
great
just
ones.
For women, for guys, whatever.
Right. A Roomba vacuum.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No? Goes all by itself. The cat's been entertained.
Hmm. All right. No bad ideas.
Okay. Except for that one.
I'm going to write everything down.
Okay.
All right. Roomba vacuum.
Roomba vacuum, yes.
We'll put this on the website as the list of
the rage.
Gift ideas from the tribe.
Right.
Roomba vacuum.
Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer gave me a list of stuff. I got that, and I'm coming up blank on everything else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
List, huh? Nice.
Yep.
Not just walking in there blindly saying, what the hell is a huge store? What do I get?
I'm not going into a store.
No.
I love local stores
like right.
for appliances and for stuff like that. I'll go get that, but I'm not walking into a mall.
Oh. Like just browsing, just looking.
Yeah.
Like I need a plan. I need to know I'm going to this store for this item.
That's what
and
I do.
And I can do that.
Yes.
But to just walk in and be like, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm looking for.
It's endless.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Normally what I do is, so we're on vacation next week.
Uh-huh.
It's like 4 or 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah,
like
the ramp
Monday.
Up. Yeah.
It's like, man, 1, 2, 3, 4. Normally Monday, I'm at the mall. The minute they turn the lock.
There he is.
And open that door. I'm there with the walkers.
You're like Black Friday.
Elderly people who get their
pushing
exercise.
Right.
And then I have a list. I run around. I try to find it. And then I'm good.
So AJ's not wrong.
If there's a CVS or Walgreens, you're good.
Those like robotic vacuums seem to be very, very popular this
I
year.
Would want one.
Yeah.
As
really?
A woman. Yes. Not a normal vacuum. There's very, very different. Like, you get me a regular Hoover, you suck.
Right.
But a Roomba.
Does it all
that's
by
what
itself.
The vacuum does. Right.
Those are cool.
Right. Just runs around by itself.
Right. It's like tech.
Okay. I don't think that'll work for me, but let's write it down.
Right.
Any other ideas?
Exercise equipment.
Ooh, a Peloton.
They love that, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it. She did like that mirror that
mirror?
She did.
That Amanda has.
It's called the mirror.
Yeah, we went over to Phil's house.
Oh.
And yeah.
You guys saw
there.
That too?
There's a person inside.
You
the
saw
mirror.
That too? Okay.
He came late.
I thought I was freaking out.
I offered to give him a tour.
Uh-oh.
He goes, nah, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was being sickened already by the house. It's beautiful. I'm like, I want to hear.
Like, I don't want to see it.
Like,
yeah.
Do you want to go upstairs? He's like, nah.
His driveway alone, I was sickened.
I know.
Why?
It's true.
The house is so nice. I'm like, mine's
driveway.
Crumbling into the earth. I'm like, really?
It's true.
It's funny because you guys were off doing something, and I opened the door for AJ. And I say, hey. He goes, how much does he freaking make?
Not a lot, AJ.
What the hell's up with this house?
I'm like, looking around, I'm like, okay. There were raises given. I didn't get one.
Nope.
I certainly didn't either.
No. Nope. Okay,
just checking. So, Roomba.
It's all about AJ.
I thought we weren't getting me a set here.
What's that now?
Upset.
All right. Gift ideas. Call them in, damn it.
Yes. But the mirror. You said you like the mirror.
Yeah, that would be good. How much? That's like $1,200, right?
Is it?
Ouch.
It's a mirror.
It's up there.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a mirror that does things, though, AJ. Helps you work out.
I don't want to rent it. I want to buy it.
You can rent it? You can rent the mirror?
Yeah, I think you buy it, and it's a payment plan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's a person inside the mirror, and they do things.
You have to feed it?
You have to keep it alive. Like a Tamagotchi. You remember those?
In the middle of the night, you're walking through the refrigerator. Starving.
It's just so weird, though, that there's a person in the mirror moving around.
Go back to bed, mirror.
Yeah. Those are some good drugs back in high school.
I can't sleep over here.
Right. Hey, shut up over there.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, since your wife's a nurse, get her something like a spa day.
It's a good move.
Spa day.
Gets her off her feet. She gets to just relax.
Boy, that is good.
You know, she gets to get pampered for once rather than having to take care of people.
That is genius. Spa day.
Right.
Has she ever been to one of those salt caves?
Salt cave?
So cool. Himalayan salt caves. You do massages in the salt cave. They play the bowls. It's like a whole re-energetic experience.
Where do you go from?
Are they turning into a freaking pretzel?
There's one in Connecticut.
Yes. I've been there. Darianne, I think. It's phenomenal.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, okay.
We want ideas that aren't expensive.
Yeah, really.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, there's ones with different plans. I mean, you can choose the plan, whatever you want to make it. So, I mean, it's at least this way, it's something that's for her rather than like, I mean, Aroma is cool, but it also kind of seems like, oh, well, you got that for yourself to get out of having to also do, help out with the chores.
Yeah, no, this is good. That's a good one. Thank you.
You know, a Walmart gift card only sounds bad.
No, it is bad.
Where we go? What? Hello?
She texted me. The mirror.
The mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's listening.
The hell?
The mirror.
That is a good one.
I think she would like the salt cave, though.
It's weird, though, because there's a power switch on it so that you can see, like, the little person that lives inside the mirror. But if you forget to turn the power switch off at night, there's, like, this little glow where it's like, is it, like, the reflection?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Stop listening.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a secret.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I don't think she's going to listen to you.
Yeah, that'll work.
So what, there's a glow in the mirror?
No, like if you power it on, it's like there's a TV screen. So if you forget to turn it off during the day, you can't tell because the screen shuts off. There's no person there, so it just looks like a mirror.
Oh.
But then it gets dark, and you're like, is that the moonlight coming through the window?
Right, what is going on over here?
That'd be so hilarious if like all of a sudden like this person in the mirror is living their life. And you hear them, like, doing stupid things inside the mirror. Listen, you hear
Of course, you go right to the farts.
Yeah, exactly right. They're making dinner. Or they start screaming about a bill they got
to
pay.
No, you know, it'd be weird. You go up to the mirror, and you're, like, looking at a dress right before you go out.
Looking good.
What? Right?
Creepy.
Thank you, mirror.
Are you going to finish that? What a normal person inside that mirror.
Yeah. I don't want that job. I don't want to be in the mirror.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends.
How does one apply for that?
Which room I'm in.
You gotta be really thin, I guess.
That could be. You could be in a really bad room.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be in a mirror. Oh, Jesus. This is not a good room to be in.
I'd be good in like one of those mirrors in like a trick house. You know, the trick mirrors.
Yeah, like fat and tall.
Exactly right. Right. Yeah. Big head. Yep. Right. Yep.
It takes mirror on the wall to like a whole new level.
Yeah. Can you talk
Disney reference?
Can you talk back and forth with the mirror?
So you can do live like workouts,
but you're in a class.
Yeah,
they can't hear you. You could hear them.
So, yeah, I think you can do that, or you can have it where it's very interactive, or you can do pre-recorded ones where it's not live. You don't ever have to turn like your camera on.
Yeah,
and you can just sort of.
Well, why would they want to see me?
So that, like if you're doing like a boxing class, they could say, "Oh, keep your shoulders up." Your
That's
forearms off.
Wild.
You know, make sure you really extend with that jab or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, don't just... No, it's lazy. All the way. Straight arm.
Oh, my God. The things these people must see.
Yep.
John, Long Island.
Hey, Chaz. You're done, man. You got direction. I'm married 36 years. I'm 63. Whenever a woman gives you a direction, follow it.
That's pretty smart.
Very smart. Very
whatever
smart.
Whatever room you're in, the kitchen, when you get directions, that's a gift.
When they say go to hell, they mean it.
You've learned the hard way.
If it doesn't work out, you can't lose.
Boy, this guy's smart.
Yeah, look at you.
Wisdom. It's like I climbed the mountaintop to get wisdom, and all I had to do was pick up the phone.
Exactly. There's your guru right there.
This is really...
Yep. Yogi
this
Ben
is
Boo-boo.
A moment in life.
Yes, Zen moment.
The old man on the hill.
Right.
He's not old.
Hey, remember?
He's wise.
Hey, I'm not old.
No, we didn't say that.
No,
we fixed that part.
Yeah.
No, that's how you would be portrayed in a movie.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You're filling that role for
right,
us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They made you look old.
Nice. Okay. Smart. I already have it. Like that's it.
You're
just
done.
Do that. No one's gonna say. She can't say. Well, why did you get that?
Because you don't.
Exactly.
If I spray painted a rock and put it in a box and gave it to her, I won't go that far.
Do you want to hand them a weapon?
I was going to say, she would like anything I give her.
Do you want to hand her a weapon like that?
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
Okay, for your gift, I need to your head.
Right, for your gift, I need you to turn around. Okay, and here it comes. Toot.
John, that's great.
When you're dating, the rock works. After that, it doesn't work.
All right, John. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Thanks, guys.
It's like, why are you still looking? You've already found it.
That's right. I don't know. I just like that. I like inspiration. I think we're all thinking about these types of things. Right, AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Waterbury.
Yeah, how about a concert ticket or a gift certificate to a local spa?
A concert ticket.
The spa has come up.
So one ticket.
Singular.
That's funny.
She wants to go without you.
That's a good catch.
Right.
I could give her one ticket to Dave Matthews.
Right. Say, I only had one ticket.
Was it birthday or Christmas? I gave her like a picture of Dave Matthews on stage and made this whole like child's arts and crafts project.
Where like a diorama?
You get two tickets and night out to Dave Matthews. That was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I remember you walking funny for a week after that.
No, she loved it.
Oh.
But I just never took her.
Oh, no.
So it's a gift I still owe her.
Yep.
So that and a mirror.
Yeah, that and a mirror.
Yep.
Are you guys all done with your shopping?
Almost.
Very good.
Nope.
I like the noise.
Nope.
That means we're going to continue this. Who wouldn't think that you don't need a license to drive a cooler?
Seriously.
It's a cooler.
Right. That's your CDL, the cooler driver's license?
Yeah, CDL, that's right. You got that right. TSA, just standing around.
They're standing around.
Yes. Police in Australia said a man was cited for driving without a license.
Oh.
And officers confiscated his unusual vehicle, a motorized cooler.
Oh, wow.
Dude is 25. He was spotted driving the cooler on a sidewalk.
Okay, sidewalk, I can see. If you're driving, you know, that's fine. If you're driving on the freeway, big problem.
Yeah, if you're on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, problem.
I don't understand the problem here.
Yeah, sidewalk.
Yeah, sidewalk, cooler. Why does he need a license?
Seriously.
What kind of car test would it, like driver's test that would be? Eric, can you park this cooler between two kegs?
Exactly, right.
The ice machine and a keg?
Right, can you get a drink out while you're driving and then pop it open and hand to somebody?
Exactly.
I think that cooler is fun to drive until you hit a hill.
Yeah.
Either like, direction, up or down.
Up or down, yes.
Yeah, imagine the brakes aren't the greatest on those things.
Police shared a hilarious photo of the motorized cooler loaded onto the back of a large tow truck.
Oh, my God, really? Just put it in the trunk of the car.
They impounded it for 30 days.
Yeah, the until man, the beer ran out.
The man was cited for driving without a license.
Oh.
The Facebook post said the cooler is considered a vehicle due to the size/engine capacity. It must comply with legislative requirements and road rules.
Okay.
That's news.
Yeah. Tough as nails in Australia.
I have the perfect neighborhood for having something like this.
Oh, definitely. You do.
Yeah.
It's like a big thermometer.
That's right.
Just straight down the street, around the circle and back up.
That's right.
Yep.
I drive over my neighbor's house.
Exactly. Have cold. Yeah, a couple cold ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you make it out of a cooler or would you do something else?
My street, not so much.
No, your street would not be a good street for a cooler.
I'd be found. Yeah.
It's not a great street for just regular vehicles, right?
Yeah, no.
It's constantly fights at the stop sign.
Yep. Just God. Yeah.
I dropped him off after his hospital deal this week. And I didn't even want to pull in his driveway. I wanted to just let him out on the street.
Thank you.
Because his road is so crazy.
No one slows down. No. I almost get into fights trying to pull my truck into the driveway.
Yeah, I had this car. This woman was right on my ass.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm pulling, I'm like, just relax.
Yep.
My blinker's on. Do you know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
She's like, she wanted to push me up into your driveway.
It's like when when I go to back into my driveway, because I back in because there's no way you can back out of that driveway. I go to back in. I can actually see them leaving the light and actually punching it. Like they have to race over. All of a sudden, they give me no horn. I'm like, You see, I'm pulling into my driveway.
Right, this isn't new. Just didn't flash in front of you.
You were at least 200 feet away when I started doing this.
Right, this is your problem.
Yeah, that one.
You made this.
That one jerk with the yellow Jeep actually wanted to get into a fight with me. You know, actually, like, I'm like, threw his car into park and started getting out. I'm like, all right, fine. Let's go. I got out of my vehicle and he just got back and goes, hey, gave me the hand.
Yeah.
And got in his vehicle. I'm like, really? You were tough a second ago.
Yeah,
my street definitely needs some help.
That'd be funny being at a gas station and then a cooler pulls up.
How much you get per gallon? Yeah, exactly.
Seriously. Yeah.
AJ's right, though. Everybody's in a big hurry all the time.
Oh, my God. People have gotten so much worse since the pandemic. They came out nasty.
I agree, man.
They came out nasty.
I was trying to pull into my driveway about 2 weeks ago, so I'm making a left. The guy goes around me on the other side of the road. I was already turning.
Oh, yeah.
To make the left. He goes around me into oncoming traffic. I almost turned into the side of his car.
Oh, yeah. Twice I had that.
Never even hit the brakes. Never even attempted to hit the brakes.
Twice I had that. As I'm backing the truck in, someone tried to make it between the back of my truck and my driveway. They tried going that way.
Unbelievable.
I'm backing up, and you went between me and the driveway.
Unbelievable.
You can't wait two goddamn seconds for me to pull into the driveway and continue on your way.
Yeah. How's your blood pressure?
Not good right now.
Oh, you need a cooler.
I do. I need a cooler for the beer or vodka or something right now. People are stupid.
Mm. I'd like a cooler car.
Yeah.
That just seems fun.
It just brings smiles.
Filing cabinet would be cool, too.
Mm.
Just rip all the shelves out.
Oh, to make one, you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of empty it out?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That works.
You ever make those
boxcar derbies?
Soapbox derbies?
I never did it. I wanted to so bad.
Yeah.
No.
That's how Cool Running starts. That's how he finds the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yep.
They all participate in the boxcar derby, as they say. The derby. I was like,
derby?
That's all I want to do. I want to find a big hill and just do this.
Yep.
Derby.
Line the streets with hay bales.
Yeah, it looks so much fun. I tried to make a car a couple times, but I would just, to fasten the tires to the 2x4 that I used as an axle, I would just run nails in there.
Yep.
That works once.
Yes, it does. When you're biting, we combine with slamming into a curb.
Right. Yeah,
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.